An inventor in Kansas is trying to scrub away an age-old problem, smelly outdoor toilets. He's created a product he hopes will remove most of the unpleasant odors of latrines. From Kansas City, Laura Ziegler, member station KCUR, reports.
Don Cyphers can recall everything about the moment he encountered his first latrine.
Camp Cobble outside of Benedict, Kansas. In June, it was 95 degrees. It was the worst smell I'd ever smelled.
In a pinstripe shirt and tie, Cypher stands in his garage in Fairway, Kansas, with a small-scale model of his Mountain Air processor.
It hooks up from the bottom. See this green thing right there down in the tank? That is attached to the bottom.
He's been told he has something unique, a propane-powered converter designed to deodorize odorous gases. But he won't give details, and he's applied for a patent. This isn't Cypher's first crack at inventing. He created a widely sold carpet stain remover and aerosol technology now used for spray paint.
I took chemistry at Kansas, but I didn't like to do the problems and couldn't do them well. I think I'm inquisitive and ask questions more than anything else.
Don Cyphers hasn't sold any of his devices yet, but the National Forest Service, the Army Corps of Engineers, and some Boy Scout troops say they're very interested.
What do you think of when you think of extreme scouting? You think of Troop 381, right?
Yeah!
Troop 381 meets Mondays at Corinth School in Prairie Village, Kansas. Chris Denniston, Hayden Wiley, and Hunter Sodick believes Cyphers is onto something.
Nauseous. Let's just go with that.
Also, the smell sticks with you.
And it just kind of sits there, doesn't it?
At Camp Geiger, outside St. Joseph, Missouri, Supervisor John Clausen leans against a dark wood outhouse in the middle of the campsite. He worries scouts will choose other sites if the facilities are really bad.
We do evaluations after the summer's over of all the troops that stay here. Probably 30% of them will always say something about the odor.
He opens the turquoise box attached to the back of this latrine and points out the mechanics and the hoses that rise from the floor of the outhouse.
This fan you turn on, it will draw the smell up and bring the smell into the processor and burn it off.
It may not work as well when the air is still and it's very hot, but on this day anyway, the latrine smells fine. At $8,000 a unit, it's a costly solution. Clausen may start by adding one or two. This is not a new problem. The military long ago recognized fumes from toilets are not only unpleasant, but can pose a hazard. And for almost two decades, the U.S. Forest Service has been refining what it calls its sweet-smelling toilet. Put simply, the system allows airflow to maximize fresh air. Forest Service spokesperson Jane Cliff says all land management agencies have faced this issue.
To accommodate that human need in the most environmentally friendly and pleasant way that we can.
From an environmental standpoint, the propane-burning Mountain Air processor is cleaner than other fossil fuels. But some wonder why add any carbon emission when the simple system we've had in the woods, although primitive and maybe unpleasant, has been working for thousands of years. For NPR News, I'm Laura Ziegler in Kansas City.